We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tzadi Beis. We are up to Sif Beis, page Kuf Chof Hey, about to turn on to page 250. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, we started it last night, in Be'emtza Tfiloso Nis'orer Lo Taiva. If a person in the middle of his tefillah all of a sudden realizes he has to go to the bathroom, Yamir Atzmo Achiyigmor Velo Yafsek. The Mechaber paskins, he should hold it in, and he should finish his Shemoneh Esrei, and he should not stop in the middle to go to the bathroom. If the same desire came to go to the bathroom when he was in the middle of Kriya Shema or Birchos Kriya Shema, Bein LeKetanim, Bein LeGedolim, Kori Kedarko, whether it was for Gedolim or Ketanim, he should continue reading and he should not stop. Says the Ramah, V'dafko she'enu mis'ave kolkach di'isbe mishum bal teshaktsu. This din of the Mechaber, says the Ramah, is true when he doesn't have such a strong desire to go to the bathroom that it would not be involving an isra about the shaktsu. But if it would be such a strong desire that it would be involving the isra about the shaktsu, yoser tov lahafsik, then it would be better to be mafsik in the middle. And then the Mechaber ends off and says, v'imrotza laharchik ulahatul mayim osa. If he wants to move away and go meiraglayim, he should do that. As he pointed out yesterday, the Mishabu is going to tell us that last line of the Mechaber is going on the second sentence of the Mechaber on the case of Kriya Shema. There, it's optional. If he wants, he can move away and go Meiraglayim. So let's start from page Kuf Chav Hei and begin with the Mishabura in Sivkoton Ches. We said in the Mechaber that if in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei a person realizes all of a sudden that he has to go to the bathroom, the Mechaber Paskin, he should hold it in and he should not go to the bathroom. Ratzalomer means to say shekodem atfila bodak atzmo. Before davening, Yitaka went to the bathroom. O shelo hayatzarach on the cover of klal, or he did not have to go at all. Lekach, therefore, afal pi sheachakach nisorer. Therefore, if in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, all of a sudden he gets a desire to go, afilu the gedolim, even if it is for gedolim, which the Mechaber only pointed out bein leketana bein legedolim in the second sentence by Kriya Shema. He did not point it out by Shemoneh Esrei, so the Mishabura points it out for us. So even if he gets a desire for Gedolim, certainly for Ketanim, Eino Rashai Lahafsik Be'emtza, he is not allowed to stop in the middle of a Shemoneh Esrei. Uposhet, and says the Mishabura, it is obvious that La'achar Shesiem Shemoneh Esrei, that after he completes a Shemoneh Esrei, he's not allowed to hold it in more beyond his silent Shemoneh Esrei in order to say Kedusha. Kedusha, which is part of Chazar Sashas, is already considered a different topic than Shemoneh Esrei. Just like we had earlier, if you remember, we had that if you have a minion and then a person leaves from the minion, you can continue that section, but you can't start the next section. And therefore, over here is the same idea. Even though you're supposed to hold it in, according to the Mechaber, to finish Shemoneh Esrei, that's only for the silent Shemoneh Esrei. But you would not be allowed to continue holding it in up to Kedusha. V'im yochol lahamid atzmo ad parsa. But if after the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and it's coming time to Kedusha, he realizes he could wait 72 minutes, so ayin le'el b'sifkatan zayin. Look what we saw last night in sifkatan zayin, that there is room to be lenient, and there is a shita that says that it would be okay as long as you can wait a parsa. That was the first shita. Starting from then, yeah, at that point, correct. Well, starting from the beginning, he didn't have to go at all. So, yeah. So the Mechaber had told us that if in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei a person has to go to the bathroom, he should not go, he should hold it in and not stop Shemoneh Esrei in the middle. Then the Mechaber told us that if in the middle of Kriya Shema or the Birchos Kriya Shema, he has to go to the bathroom. Bein leketana bein legedolim, he also should continue, he should not stop. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Tes, Ratzalomer means to say, Af de b'kriya shema u'birchoseh hu yochol leilech mimokom zel u'mokom acher lipono shom o li'ahatul mayim. Even though it's a bigger chiddush by kriya shema, because by kriya shema you could walk around. So even though by Shemoneh Esrei you can't leave in the middle, doesn't mean by kriya shema you wouldn't be able to. So the Mechaber tells us an additional chiddush, that even by kriya shema or birchosh kriya shema, where you are able to go from place to place, to go gedolim or ketanim, kemoshim esayim besof asif, like the Mechaber tells us the option at the end of the sif, Afilu hachi. Even so, im hu rotze, if he wants, hu yachol likros kedako v'ein tzarach lahafsik. He can continue on in his kriyashma and his birchas kriyashma, and he doesn't have to be mafsik. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the difference between the mechaber shita by Shmoneh Esrei and by kriyashma, that by Shmoneh Esrei, it's usher for you to stop in the middle, and by kriyashma, you have the option. If you don't want to stop, you don't have to stop. Kevan de mikodem badakas asmo. Since before you started, you didn't have to go to the bathroom, so you did nothing wrong when you started. All of a sudden, happens in the middle. So thereby, kriyashma and berchosea, you can continue on if you so choose. The ayin bebir alocha de biarno. Look in the bir alocha where we explained de ein mutter rak ad shmona esrei. The same thing we just said before. You can only finish that section of tefillah. If the desire came in the middle of section A, you finish section A, but that's not a heter to start section B. Just like we mentioned before, if you finish Shmoneh Esrei, that's okay, but you can't go and say Kedusha. So here also, if you're in Birchas Kriyashma or Kriyashma itself and you have to go to the bathroom, there the Mechaber says you have the option of finishing up and not going to the bathroom. However, that's only for Birchas Kriyashma and Kriyashma. However, not for Shmoneh Esrei. Aval Shmoneh Esrei dehu inyan acher, but Shmoneh Esrei, which is already a new inyan, Aser lo lemor, it's aser to say it, kevon dehu tzarech l'nekavav. Since right now you're standing by Shmoneh Esrei and you have to go to the bathroom, you would not be allowed to start Shmoneh Esrei without first going to the bathroom. Al kein yira lahafsik al kolponim bebirchas emes v'yatzev. We turn to page 250. Therefore, one should see to it that he should stop to go to the bathroom during the middle of birchas emes v'yatzev. V'lotzeis l'nekavav and go relieve himself. Kidei sheyia yuchal achakach lismoch ku'ul l'tfilah. Don't wait till the end of Birchas Kriyashma after Gal Yisrael, because then you're going to have to make a pause between Geula and Tefillah. We don't want to do that. And therefore, your pause should be somewhere in the middle of Birchas Emes V'Yatziv, in order that you could still be so make Geula and Tefillah. The Yotzer told what the better way would be, Im Yochol Lotzeis Bein HaPrakim. If you go out Bein HaPrakim between the paragraphs, which in No. 15 he points out, L'chora HaKavona B'Kriyashma Atzma. L'chora, what the Mishnah Berurah means, is go out between paragraphs of Kriyashma. There is no breaks in the paragraph once you get to the end of Kriyashma, because you're not supposed to stop between MS and MS V'Yatziv, right? And there's no other breaks till Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, the note is pointing out that what the Mishnah Berurah means, that you should either stop in the middle of the brach of MS V'Yatziv so you can be Sabach Ulu Tefillah, or even better, would be to stop Bein HaPrakim, L'chor, that means Bein HaPrakim of Kriyashma, to go to the bathroom then. And then he points out in note 15 as well, that which we learned earlier, Ubirchas Asher Yatzar, Kosav El, and Mishavur told us earlier, that when it comes to the brach of Asher Yatzar, Shelo Yivarech Be'emtzer Kriyashma Ubirchasel, one should not say Asher Yatzar in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma or Kriyashma, El Arak La'achar Shmoneh Esrei, you should try to remember to say Asher Yatzar after Shmoneh Esrei. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, we're on the second line on page 250. V'chein im nis'orer lo taiva. The same idea of not continuing the next topic would be if all of a sudden you get a desire to go to the bathroom before you start Birchas Kriyashma. You're in Pesukei Zimra. Nira da'aser lo lemor shuv ha-Birchas Kriyashma kodem shiyadugas atzmo. Then you should not start Birchas Kriyashma until you go to the bathroom. V'im kein, and if so, l'fi mashe mevur la'el besov simen nun dalad. According to what we learned earlier in simen nun dalad, the Baruch Hu shayach le'birchas kriyashma, that Baruch Hu is really connected to the brachos that come right after it. V'achar Baruch Hu nechshav ke'emtze perek she'yotze'or, and immediately following Baruch Hu, you're already considered in the middle of the brach of Yotze'or. So memela im nis'orer lo taiva besov psuket ezimra, if you all of a sudden have to go to the bathroom at the end of psuket ezimra, Aser lo lemor baruchu. It would be aser for you to say baruchu. Do inyan acher, because baruchu is considered inyan acher. It's not psukei dezimra. Baruchu is already considered birchas kriyashma. Im lo sheyochol lahamid atzmo ad parsa, unless you're able to hold it in the time it takes to walk a parsa, which is 72 minutes, then yesh lismoch lahokil, then you can rely on the lenient opinion, the cannabis of katan zayin, like we just referenced before, and we saw last night that according to some shitas, you can rely, if you can wait up to a parsa, to say kriyashma, to say birchas kriyashma, etc. In note 16, he points out the imuchrach lotzeis l'nakov of kodem yishtabach. Basically, what we're saying is that you shouldn't wait. If you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, you should not wait till after Baruch Hu. You should go before. So, in the note 16, he points out if you have to go out to the bathroom before yishtabach, The Bir Halacha told us earlier, Shekeshechozer Nachon Shiomer Oda Pam Tilal David. You should, after going to the bathroom, before you shtabach, you should say Ashrei again. Kedei Sheyia Lebracha Malochul. Because we know the bracha of Yishtabach is a bracha on Pesukei Zimra. So you want to have the bracha to be chal on something. So if you went out right before Yishtabach, you should say something. He just says to say Ashrei. So the bracha of Yishtabach will go back on Ashrei. Ubishal Shuvas Ginas Viradim Kosav. Shekodem Shechozer Lomar Tilo Ledavid Yochel Levarach Asher Yatzar. In this case, when you went out during Pesukei Zimra, there you can say Asher Yatzar. So ideally, if you went out to the bathroom right before Baruch Hu, you should say Asher Yatzar, say Ashrei, and then say Yishtabach. Did I say before Baruch Hu? I meant before Yishtabach. If you went before Yishtabach, you should say Asher Yatzar, say Ashrei, then say Yishtabach, and then you can go into Baruch Hu. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkata Nura, that which the Ramah argued on the Mechaber. So the Mechaber said it was usher to stop Shmona Esrei when you have to go to the bathroom all of a sudden in the middle, and you have the option of continuing Kriyashma and the Brachos if you also have to go to the bathroom in the middle of Birchos Kriyashma. And the Ramah said this is Dafka if you don't have to go so badly that you'll be over the Isra about the Shaktu if you don't go. But if you'll have to go so badly that you'll be an Isra about the Shaktu, then he says Yoser Tov LaHafsik. It's better to be mafsik and not to continue on. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkata Yud She'eno Mesave, only if you don't have such a great desire to go to the bathroom. Ratzalomer She'eno Nitchak Lo'otzos Hanakovim Elo Bisoros Ba'alma. Stam, you just feel like you have to go to the bathroom, but it's not a pressing need that you absolutely must go out now. So then you can continue on. There's no answer about the Shaktsu. But Balav Hachi Sifkata Yud Aleph, but if it's not the case, but rather there is a situation about the Shaktsu, then it's better to be mafsik. Ratzalomar, af sheyuchal lahamid atzmo at sheyigmor. Even though he's able to hold it until he finishes Shmona Esrei or Kriya Shema, whatever he's involved in, he could hold it until there. Mikol makom, in any case, yoser tov sheyafsik bein legedolim bein lektanim. It's better to, in fact, stop whether it's for gedolim or ketanim. Mishum iser about the shaktsu, in order to avoid this iser about the shaktsu. V'koy areisha gamatfila. And this Ramah is going back not only on the second line of the Mechaber of Kriya Shema Birchaseh, but also the first line of the Mechaber that was discussing Shmona Esrei. V'ayim b'magen Avram shemarich b'dinzeh. Look in the Magen Avram where he speaks at length about this inyan. Umasik, and he comes out in conclusion, the b'tzibur aft shumas adeshen modeh laharashba de'ein lahafsik b'emtza atfila b'pnei kovet abrios. He comes out that if you're in public, if you're in shul, even the Chumas Adeshen is moda to the Rashba that you shouldn't stop in the middle of Shmona Esrei because of Kavod Abrios. It's embarrassing to go out in the middle of Shmona Esrei if you have to go to the bathroom. And therefore, Magen Avram comes out that you should not go out. V'afilu b'yochid yesh lismoch gamken aharashba de lo yafsik. And even if you're davening b'yachidus, where it's not in your Kavod Abrios, you can rely on the sheet of the Rashba not to stop your Shmona Esrei or your Kriya Shema in the middle. V'chein kosov b'chai odom da'osr l'hafsik. And so too writes the Chai Odom that it is osr to be mafsik. If you look in the Bir Halacha right across, in the Vermatskel Ava B'lav Hachi, he references our Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Mishnah Berurah Mashag Asavnu B'Shem HaMagen Avram L'inyan Tefila. That L'inyan Tefila, that B'tzibur, you don't have to go out, you shouldn't go out. Ule'inyan Kriya Shema Gam HaMagen Avram Moded Imisave Kolkach De'isbe Mishum Atashatsu Mechuyev LaHafsik V'Livdok Es Atzmo Kevin De'yochol LaHafsik B'emtza. So the Bir Halacha just points out on the spot that even though when it comes to Shmona Esrei, the Magen Avram comes out that you shouldn't be mafsik or you don't have to be mafsik, but when it comes to Kriya Shema, even the Magen Avram agrees that if you really have to go so badly that it's an, even though you could finish it, but you have to go so badly that you're bordering the Isra about the Shaktsu, then you would be mukhiyev to stop your Kriya Shema or your Birchos Kriya Shema in the middle and go to the bathroom because you are allowed to stop there. In Shmona Esrei, it's more problematic to interrupt Shmona Esrei in the middle, and therefore the Magen Avram says you don't have to or you shouldn't. But when it comes to Kriya Shema, there you can interrupt, and therefore you should if it would be a problem about the Shaktsu. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, and he writes, Ubederach HaChaim Kosav, Ederach HaChaim writes, the im yesh bo mishum about the Shaktsu, yochal hafsik. He's more lenient. He says, not like the Magen Avram, he says if there's a problem about the Shaktsu, then you could in fact be mafsik. Not only can he be mafsik in the middle of your davening, in note number 19 he points out, V'gamim tzarech lavur besoch arba amashal mispalol. Like when you get to, in a few simonim, the iser of passing in front of someone who is in the middle of Shmona Esrei, but if you need to pass by someone within his four amos while he's davening, the Eishel Avram writes later on, and so to Ruchayim Kineski write, Shemuter lo kevan sheyesh bo mishumat ha-shaktsu. If it's an issue of you being over there about the shaktu, you would be allowed to go to the bathroom even if you have to pass by someone else that's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishabura continues and says, V'al kol ponim gamu didei. Even according to Derech Chaim that says that there's an issue about the shaktu, you could stop. Ein olav chiyuv lahafsik. It's not absolutely required to be masik. You could also just continue on. Kevan sheyocho latzor atzmo ad sheyigmur tfilasa. Since you can hold it in until the end of davening, so you have the option of which way you want to go. V'im yefshar lo lamod ad sheyigmur Shmoneh Esrei. Till now we've been discussing that you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, but you're able to finish Shmoneh Esrei. But what if a person is not able to finish Shmoneh Esrei and he has to go to the bathroom so badly? So there the Mishnah Berurah says, V'im yefshar lo lamod ad sheyigmur Shmoneh Esrei. If a person can't wait till he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, so obviously, muter lo lotzeis v'liponos be'emtza, he's allowed to go out and go to the bathroom in the middle. Rak shelo yafsik b'dibur. Just if he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so he has to go outside, but he should not be masik with any kind of speaking. Umashma mizeh, and it's mashma from this chay odom, the achar kach lo yitzdarech lachso l'rosh, that after he goes to the bathroom and he resumes his tefillah, he does not have to start from the beginning. Kevan shekodem atfila lo hayatzarech l'nekavav. Since before he started Shmoneh Esrei, which is the whole discussion we're having today in this sif, he did not have to go to the bathroom before he started, and therefore he did nothing wrong by starting Shmoneh Esrei. Therefore, when he comes out of the bathroom, he can pick up Shmoneh Esrei where he left off. He does not have to start again because he did nothing wrong since he started when he didn't have to go to the bathroom. It just all of a sudden happened in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. He can continue on where he's up to. However, that's only v'hu shelo yisha ayidei hayitzia kidei ligmor kol atfila. That's only assuming his pause of going out to the bathroom wasn't as long as the time it would take him to say Shmoneh Esrei from beginning to end. Because as we learned many times, if you interrupt Shmoneh Esrei in the middle, because you're not allowed to daven, because you're unclean or the place is unclean, and the pause is the amount of time it takes to say the entire Shmoneh Esrei from beginning to end for that person, then he has to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Now there's a very interesting note, note 21, we had this referenced earlier as well. He says, "Ubishir's man zeh." How do you evaluate the time that it takes to say Shmoneh Esrei from beginning to end? We know it goes by that person. That we saw already a few times. But the Bir Halacha tells us later on, Shiyesh lahachshiv rak es hazman shaholech lebeis hakisei. You only factor in the time that he's walking to the bathroom, because during that time he can't daven, because he has to go so badly. Ve'es hazman shesholesham. And the time that he's in the bathroom. But if he walks for 45 seconds to the bathroom, and then he's in the bathroom for a couple of minutes, and then he walks back 45 seconds, says the Bir Halacha, Ach es hazman shechozer misham l'chor ein l'hachshiv. But you shouldn't count the time that he's walking back from the bathroom to shul. Sherei ozhu kvar roi l'spalo. Because at that point, you're able to daven. We're only counting the time that you're bonus that you can't daven. Because either the place is dirty or you're dirty. When are you dirty? When you're on your way to the bathroom or you're in the bathroom. But the second you come out of the bathroom, you could theoretically daven right there. You're choosing to go back to the Beis HaKnesses. So therefore, that time would not factor in determining whether you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei from the beginning. Which is interesting if you contrast that to note 20, which is right before this. He points out, V'lachzor achakach l'mekomo Beis HaKnesses. When you finish going to the bathroom and you want to continue Shmoneh Esrei, in terms of going back to your place in shul, the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, l'gabi misha zoz memekomo kdei lafiach. L'gabi a person who moves out of his place in Shmoneh Esrei to pass gas, sha'olav lachzor l'makom shabo omer beis haknesses l'spalel. You should go back to the same place in shul that you were davening. So it's interesting. So even though the Shulchan Aruch says that you should return to the same place, right, and the Beis Yosef explains why. Shekevan shekava makom l'shchina v'esrachak b'mena. Since by davening there you will convey a place to the Shechina, and now you move yourself away from that place. Olav lachzor l'sham kishayuchal. You should go back to that place when you're able to. V'imkein yitochin shehu adin kan. Same way when you're mefiach during Shmoneh Esrei and you move away, you should move back to continue Shmoneh Esrei to the place you were initially. So too l'chaora, if you went to the bathroom, you should come back to your same place to finish davening. So it's interesting the two notes. The Shulchan Aruch says, and the assumption is that we're applying it to the bathroom, that you should go back to the same place. But yet, since you were not ba'ones, that you absolutely have to go back to that place, right? It's a nice inyan to go back to that place, to go back to where you brought down the Shechina. But since you're not ba'ones, asur to daven before that, so l'chora, the Bir Halacha says, that you would not factor in the time it takes to walk back to your place in the time of the break to determine if you have to start again Shmoneh Esrei or not. But the Bir Halacha does end off with Tzarachin, whether you found have that time or not. Yes, Shlomi. Oh, that's a good question. So would you have the problem of passing Daud Amos?
No, about the shaktu anymore.
Right, so we'll have to see that later on when we get to Siman Kuf Gimel, which discusses this halacha moving away from Hafacha, and it's right after the Simon Chav Kuf Beis, which I believe is the halachas of being Yavar with Nehemaspala. So we'll get to that discussion. That's a very good question. How big of an inyan is it to go back to that place? In other words, that halacha there is really talking about hafacha. So there you're just moving out of your place a little bit. What about there moving back when someone else is davening? So we'll get to those halachas later on in Mitzvah Shem soon. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Beis. Yud Beis is going on the final thing that the Mechaber told us, and that was if a person is in the middle of Kriya Shema and the Brachos, and he has the option, the Mechaber said, of continuing davening, or the Mechaber said at the end, if he wants to move and go to the bathroom, he can. So the Mishnah Berurah says, A Kriya Shema de'le'el minei koi, de'toli b'ritzono. This end part of the Mechaber is going back on Kriya Shema only, which is right preceding it. De'ilu b'tfila ein rashai lozes m'mekom wa chigmur. However, when it comes to davening, there you're not allowed to move from your place until you finish. The Mechaber holds that that's aser. By Kriya Shema, you have the two options. I'd like to do one bir halacha before we go to Siv Gimel. The bir halacha starts on the very last line on page Kuf Chaf Hei. Last line, Kore Kedarko. So we said again in the Mechaber that if you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, so you do not have to stop. You can finish Kriya Shema even if you have to go to the bathroom. Poshut Hu Adinim Hischil Lishmoa Kriyas HaTorah. L'chor, the same thing is true if you're in the middle of listening to Leining. And you didn't have to go to the bathroom in the beginning, and all of a sudden in the middle you have to go to the bathroom. V'kodem lazel lohoyo tzarech l'nekavav, we're in the top line of 250. And before Leining started, you didn't have to go to the bathroom. U'be'emtza nis'ore lo taiva k'tas. And in the middle of leaning, all of a sudden you got a small desire to go to the bathroom. Ba'ofen she'ein bo mishum bat shaktzu. In a scenario where there would be no isra bat shaktzu, going like the Ramah. Mutter lo lishmoa kol kriyas haTorah. You would be allowed to hear the whole kriyas haTorah. Ve'lanos baruch Hashem ha'mavaruch le'olam vod. You could answer to the one who gets the aliyah. Ad maftir. Kevon she'hischol behetter. Since you started behetter. V'cheinu adin be'emtzahalal u'megillo birchas ha'mozen v'chol ki ha'gavno mutter lo ligmur es ha'inyan kedarko. Kevon she'enu mis'ave kol kach she'ebo mishum at ha'shaktsu. Says the Be'alocha, this din the Mechaber is telling us a Kriya Shema applies to everything. It applies to Kriya Satorah, Birchas HaMazon, Halal Megillah. As long as you started Beheter, you didn't have to go to the bathroom. And in the middle, you have to go to the bathroom a little bit, but not enough that it will be about the Shatsu. You could finish up whatever you started. But again, like we discussed already in the Mishnah Berurah, starting a new topic would be Usser. If it was during Shemar Esrei, you can't start Chazar Shatsu. You can't listen to Kedusha. If it was during Kriya Shema, you can't start Shemar Esrei. Says the Mechaber, what about Divrei Torah? What about your middle of learning? When you sat down to learn, you didn't have to go to the bathroom. And in the middle of learning, you have to go to the bathroom. Is there a concept of finishing up your learning? Kriya Shema is very exacting. There's Kriya Shema. Benching is benching. But Talmud Torah, you're not mechuyev to learn this specific thing right now. You can learn for 10 hours straight. You can learn for 3 minutes. You can do whatever you want. The learning is not like that. So says the Be'alocha, V'nireh dehu adin b'divrei Torah. It appears to me that would be the same din when it comes to learning Torah. Im hu lomed la'atzmo, if he's learning himself. The kodam halimud lo haya tzarech l'nekava. Before he started learning, he didn't have to go to the bathroom. Now, this, if a person's learning for a long time, this is bound to happen, because at some point in the learning, you're going to have to go to the bathroom. So this is very lemaisa. U'be'emtze inyana. In the middle of a topic, in the middle of a taisus, he has to go to the bathroom. Nis'or lo taivik tzas. Even though he realizes at this point he can't wait 72 minutes, still he can finish up the inyan that he's learning. And don't push this off by saying, like I was saying before, that when it comes to Kriya Shema and the Brachos, it's one inyan. There it's shayach to say, finish the inyan that you started. All the cases before were very set. It was Kriya Shema, it was Birchas HaMazon, it was Kriyas HaTorah. It has a beginning, it has an end. Which is not the case by learning Torah. How do you have an ending of Talmud Torah? Why is that any better? Because you started the Heter. It just continues on Talmud Torah. He says, that's not true. We do see a concept that once you start learning, you can finish it. We see that. He quotes Ayin Shabbos Yud Aleph Amud Aleph the Gemara, where the Gemara discusses that you're not supposed to learn before Tefillah, but if you started, you could finish. So the Gemara even brings that idea up of finishing your learning before you're going to daven when you weren't supposed to be learning. Obamogad Avram Simin Kovav Sivkatan Vav. The Alkal Ponim Nirali, it appears to me, says the Chavos Chaim, Deim Ayidei Zeh Sheyafsik Ata. If you're going to interrupt your learning right now when you start feeling you have to go to the bathroom, Yugrum Lo Achakal Bitol Torah. then I'll cause you a bit of Torah later. You're in the middle of a tosis. If you're going to stop and go to the bathroom and you come back, you have to start the tosis again to get the flow of the tosis. It's going to cause a bit of Torah. But vada yigmur es the inyan. For sure, hold it in, finish the inyan, finish the tosis, and then go. Ubeprat imhu rakis oris ba'alma. Certainly, if it's just a little bit that you have to go, the yachol latzor atzmo ad parsa. And certainly, if you can wait 72 minutes, the ein lo lahachmir b'zeh, you should not be machmir, and you should finish the topic that you are learning. Let's go weiter halacha gimel. Halacha gimel is very short. Tzarech kodem tfila lohasir kicho v'nio v'chol davar hatordo. You need to, before davening, to remove your kicho v'nio and anything that's distracting to you. Now Rashi explains that kicho is the rokapeh. If a person has saliva in his mouth, he should get rid of it before davening. And nio is lechas ha'af. If he has to blow his nose, so he should clear his mouth and his nose before davening or anything else that would be distracting to him. We start halacha dalad. We'll really do halacha dalad tomorrow, but we have a couple of minutes. We'll begin halacha dalad. Halacha dalad says, Tzarech lirchot yodov b'mayim im yeshlo. Before davening, a person should wash his hands with water if he has water. The im einlo, and if he does not have water, Tzarech lachzor achareyam ad parsa. He has to go after water for davening up to a parsa. Very similar halacha to what we learned earlier about going to a minyan. Right? As the Mechaber says now, V'hani mili kishu holech baderech. This parsa of going the 72 minutes, that's if you're going on the way, V'mayim nimtzam lefanav, and the water is found further ahead of parsa on the direction that you are going. Then continue on your way, a parsa, to get to the water, just like you would do to catch a minion. Avalim tzarech lachzor lachorav lumkomayim. But if you have to go backwards, out of your way, to get the water before davening, ad mil chozer, up to a mil, up to 18 minutes you should go. Yoser mi mil eino chozer. More than a mil you shouldn't go. V'misyare shi'avor z'man atfila. But if you're worried you're going to miss z'man atfila by going after water to wash your hands for davening, yinake yoda b'tzror or b'ofar or b'chol midi d'menaki. Then you should just wipe your hands on a stone or on dirt or anything that will clean them. V'ayin l'kamon simen reish lamid gimel. Okay, well, we'll start the Mishaburas on this tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, and we'll finish the next few Sifim. Yashar Koyach.